teach you how to hit.
Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We're live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook Sports. And joining us now is Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin. Tim, appreciate you for joining us. A rough series for you against Florida, against a really good Florida team. But quick turnaround, Middle Tennessee tonight, Arkansas this weekend. How do you finish out the SEC regular season on a strong note?
Well, you just get right back on the field and build into a good mindset. I think, you know, in these conference games, you can fall this way. I mean, it's been done certainly throughout the league this year more than ever. The unbalance of playing on the road and having success on the road has been difficult. Now, we had some earlier in the year. The team that we played this weekend was probably national championship caliber in terms of the pieces, pitching, the offense, and that type of thing. And we really didn't have many answers for them. And they had much to do with that. You know, I think oftentimes you look at your team and say, we just didn't play well. Well, there's some resistance that doesn't allow you to play well, and it's the opponent, and they certainly played very well. So now it's just a matter of getting back here. We've been on the road 13 the last 17 days, and now it's home, which is good. We're going through graduation, which is better for some of these kids, and now we'll just move on to Middle Tennessee State and then Arkansas during the course of the weekend.
Now, Coach, how do you approach a individual batter that's having a really good game? Derek Fabian, he went 2-for-3, had 4 runs scored. How do you approach throughout the game? How do you approach a batter that you see has the potential of getting hot that game?
Well, keep the ball away from his barrel. he was in advantage counts that first game. And then on next 2 days, we got ahead of him. Mm-hmm. And then we started – you know, he started missing the breaking stuff, and he didn't have that same success that he had the first night. But that's kind of what happens to hitters. It's count advantage. I mean, the importance of the most important pitch in baseball is strike one. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get strike one, then I'm not going to say it makes it more difficult, but you certainly have the advantage if you do get it. And against Derek on that first night, we did not have count advantage. He took advantage of us, hit a 2-run home run, and hit a double as well. So he had a really good night. But, you know, that's really what it comes down to. But they had a very powerful team. He was Wyatt Langford, who is one of the better players in the college game right now. He really had a tremendous weekend for him. But they were good all the way around.
Now, Coach, you did mention that this week, you know, with graduation and everything else, and I'm sure you got guys on your teams that will be graduating this season, this year, upcoming soon. How, as a coaching staff, do you sort of, kind of attack that, knowing that they have other sort of not distractions but other obligations as well?
I think just being very selfish with their time, to be honest with you. I mean, you are an athlete, and mm-hmm. sometimes when you play at home and you have families or you're from a specific place and a lot of other people show up, then, you know, you can people who have been very influential on why you're playing baseball or football at a certain place. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you get to this time of year where the games have tremendous meaning, and they have meaning throughout the year, but specifically right now, then you as an athlete really have to get away as best you possibly can. And you insulate yourself with your circle, and your circle is usually a dot. And it's the people that are closest to you, your team or your teammates, that you spend as much time with as possible. And then the other ceremonial things, that activities that you have to attend, you go to them, but it's really about rest, and it's really about putting your mind in a position where you're ready to compete.
Tim Corbin is with us, and Corbs, we've talked about it with you before. Obviously, you guys have a couple of difference-making pitchers. When they're on the mound, they're feeling good. They can really impact and beat the top teams in the country. It's no secret that a couple of guys have struggled a little bit with the health. So I know a lot of the fans are really hoping they could get back, but you got to balance that right now, right? How important are these games this weekend as opposed to a little extra rest, what that could mean for the coming weeks when everything is on the line?
Yeah, you got to be careful sometimes. I mean, you can win the battle but lose the war, and the war is what you're doing at the end of the year. So, you know, we'll be without Holton, and I don't know if we'll be without Owen, but they started off as our number one and two, and, you know, you don't want to go into any situation limping. But, you know, it gives other kids the opportunity to get into those roles and pitch for us, and that's a good thing for them. And it could be a great thing for your team, too, depending on their development. But I think going into this weekend, we certainly have a lot to play for. You know, everything is wide open. A conference title is wide open. There's a lot of things that can happen with us, and we certainly are still in a very good position, a position that a lot of other teams would like to be in. But at the same time, there's more to play after the regular season, and you just got to be aware of it. So you just smartly use your pitchers, and you guard against, you know, we protect their health as much as possible, knowing that their health is going to have a lot to do with whether or not you play towards the end of the year.
It's such a tenuous thing, I'm sure, because those guys are competitors. They want to go out there, but you have to try to weigh all of these things. But specifically with Hunter Owen and Carter Holton, are you optimistic that, you know, with the right amount of rest, they could still be back to what they are capable of before the season's over?
Owen, potentially, yes. Holton, I would say he's just going to need more time. He's going to need more time than maybe what we have. But I'm not sure about that. You know, I think the positive thing is, you know, when the injuries, they don't command a surgical repair. So it's more about rest than anything else. But, you know, Carter's going to need more time than Hunter. I think he's 50-50 on the weekend. But I know that I feel strongly about getting Hunter back. Carter, it's just, I don't know. I think it's going to be week to week with him. So we'll just kind of wait on that one and give him the rest that he needs.
Another thing that I know is a year-to-year thing. You face the top pitchers in the country in the SEC. It's easy to lose your confidence, especially for some of the young hitters that come in, even as talented as they might be. So how do you try to work with your offense about staying mentally sharp, even though you could have a weekend where it's just tough to score runs?
Yeah, I think that's the thing that we know that they probably don't, because especially if you're a young kid, this is the first time you're privy to something like this. So when you fall hard, and you might not think that there's a rebound, but there very much is. You're right. You know, Florida wasn't Florida the week before, and then, you know, Vanderbilt was a little bit different as well, and that can happen. Different teams play differently against other teams on certain weeks, whether you're on the road or home. But I think for our kids, we've experienced some offensive success. We were number one team offensively for probably 5 or 6 weeks. So it's a matter of it being in there. Now it's just finding yourself again. And that's conversation, that's work, and that's a hit, that's a swing. That's one of those moments where a kid gets that back and all of a sudden confidence is growing. And you've seen that. You've seen that in sport, whether it's hockey, football, whatever. You know, a team hits a high and the next thing you know that they're the most confident team. And, you know, we experienced a similar situation in 2014. You know, 2014, at the end of the year, we were very much limping going into a regional. And then the next thing you know, we caught fire, and that fire lasted for the next 5 weeks. And you always hope that your team can find that energy down the stretch.
Here's something to throw at you. I know you enjoy things like this, but we had a really fun debate about the Aaron Judge eye movement last night. I'm sure you've seen it at some point here, but it probably brings a bigger discussion, right? If somebody does something out of the ordinary like that, and it's a super respected player like Aaron Judge, you don't want to make false accusations, but it's not normal, right? So how do you try to handle a situation like that?
If I'm a coach?
Yeah. Let's say you're the Blue Jays, right, and you see after – maybe you don't know it when it's happening, but after the game it comes to your attention – here's what he did. You're not exactly sure what happens, but so how do you try to deal with that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think those things, you know, he spoke after the game, and I listened to him. Actually, I don't see much of that, but I happened to see it because it was brought to my attention by Maggie. And she asked me what I thought it was. And I said, you know, it could be a number of things. I said, but, you know, that's a very respected player inside the game. So, and a very respected human.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the case was, but I think it, you know, from a, if you're the opponent, then it probably just raises your attention on where the cues are coming from, if they are coming from, because I, you know, regardless of what's happened in the past with stealing pitches, I mean, that's kind of a, that happens, you know, there's glove movements, there's tells that a pitcher gives, there's breathing patterns, there's giveaways. And that's, but that's in sport. That's at the line of scrimmage in football. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, there's certain tells and cues that happen in every game where, as a defensive offensive player, you look for that. So whether that was a tell, whether that was something he was given, or whether it was just something that was a distraction happening to the right of him, I don't know. But it probably raises the attention of the opponent for sure.
Have you lost sleep in the past, worried that somebody's tipping something that you're not aware of that the other team, because that would have me worried something. Like if somebody is getting hit that normally doesn't get hit, like I would have to say, is he tipping pitches or something? I'm sure that happens from time to time.
I can lose sleep with a whole lot less than what you do. Yeah, that bothers me a hell of, because especially with a guy with good stuff. You know, if a guy's got good stuff and you know his fastball spins well and you know it's tough to get to and his breaking ball is tough and people are on it, then you know there's a giveaway. Then what you do is you have everyone in the building breaking down film, and they're trying to see, is he setting his hands a little bit higher? Or is he setting his hands lower? Is he turning his glove? Is it a breath? Is it footwork? What is it? You know, because I think the one thing about tells is for a hitter, you got to get them early. You can't get them late. If you get them late, they're no good. So it's usually something that's happening early before the pitcher delivers the pitch. And it's usually a handset more than anything else that's a giveaway. But everyone's looking for that. And, you know, in film today, every game is being edited and filmed. So everyone's privy to it. So it certainly happens.
It's the beauty of unwritten rules in baseball. So it makes it so fun. Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin, appreciate you for your time. We'll chat with you next week.
Okay, gang. Thank you very much.
All right, yep. Thanks. Appreciate you. Hey, tune in for Nashville Sounds Baseball. Speaking of baseball, tonight at 5:35 p.m. on 94.9 The Fan, the Sounds take on the Durham Bulls, the AAA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. Sounds Baseball on 94.9 The Fan, presented by 312 Pizza, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and Family Leisure. 102.5, 106.3 The Game.